We're in the middle of Simon Shin Gimel. Star Shin Gimel, Dine Tachshite Isha. We're up to Sif Beis. Okay, this is all based off of the Mishnayos. Perek Bame Isha Yotza, which is Perek Vav. Okay, and there's a great picture book, and without it, you can't understand the Mishnayos, and you can't understand the Shulchan Aruch, because it's all the Mishnayos. Here's some relevant pictures for us. Okay, so it's Shin Gimel Beis. So it's all coming out of that parak. Motilatis bechutin shebetzavara shehem refuyim ein tzrichin lasirim b'shas tefila. So last week we did sefalach, and the Shulchan Aruch laid down the yisod again from the Gemara, from the Mishnah, which is if something is a chatzitza, and nowadays everything is a chatzitza, but in the old days they were not so. I don't know. They weren't as frum as we are. So if something is a chatzitza for tevila, it means she has to take it off to go to the mikvah. She has to take it off to go to the mikvah. And it's not one of her regular articles of clothing. Then maybe she won't put it back on and she'll carry it home. And therefore there's a gzera that she can't wear such a thing outside the erev because maybe she'll have to go to the mikvah. She'll take it off and she'll carry it home. Now we're not afraid she's going to carry home, you know, she's going to go home dressed, right? We're not afraid she's not going to wear things she's supposed to wear, but all sorts of, I don't want to say jewelry, because jewelry of a separate gzera of she's going to take it off to show her friends and carry it down to Shusur Avin. So it's the same, whatever. It's similar. They're roommates. Similar ideas. Okay. So now we're discussing what is and what is not an official chatzitza as it relates to wearing it outside the Erev on Shabbos. So that's Shin Gimel Beis. Motulatsi b'chutin shebet savara. She's allowed to go out with some sort of threads that are on her neck. Shem rufuyim, because they're loose. Ve'en tzrich ha'asim, they're loose. If it's loose, she doesn't have to take it off to go to the mikvah. Again, nowadays not relevant. And women take off everything, and there's no halacha, there's just minig and everything. Okay? But in the old days, they went with, make her a din. If it's loose, so she can leave it on. And therefore, since she can leave it on, she doesn't need to take it off, she can wear it on Shabbos. They used to have this katla shebet savara. That's this thing over here, around her neck. Mm-hmm. It's something that's very wide. I don't know, they say that wide things don't choke a person, only thin things. And the whole point is to give her a double chin, and that used to be very attractive. The picture of the double chin. So that was the whole point, that she should look, have a double chin. That was attractive. So the katla shebet savara, she's not allowed to wear on Shabbos. Why? It's tight around her neck, right? That's why it chokes her and gives her that double chin. So she has to take it off. It's tevila. She makes it very tight. She should look fat. And therefore we are afraid. She'll come to carry dal amis with shusar rabbi. Okay. What's a toe tefes? Here's the toe tefes over here. See the picture? Toe tefes. Okay, the toe tefes, the Shulchan Aruch explains. Yeah, it comes from that, I assume. It's like the Kohen Gadol tzitz. It goes on the forehead from ear to ear. And we give him ozen la ozen. Okay, velo bishar vitin. She shouldn't go out with shar vitin. Here's the shar vitin. Okay, I don't see here a picture of shar vitin. Let's see what shar vitin. Vugamkin tzitz. So it's also a type of tzitz. It goes down to her lechi, her jaw. Okay, it's hard to know what these things are. I don't know what it means. Only reaches her jaw. It's like a tzitz, I guess, because it has these things dangling, and these things can dangle really. Instead of an earring dangling, they dangle things from this tzitz. And they could go very far down. Okay, so korachto al rosha, she wraps it on her head, but tolala alechaya mikana mikan, and then it goes down to her jaw mikana mikan. Okay, I don't know. So it's only going to be us for her to wear if it's not sewn to her head covering. The Hashina, we're afraid, she'll take it off to show people, because it's jewelry. But I said, see, Dalaram, she's just a rabbi, and she'll come together, Dalaram, she's just a rabbi. But if it's sewn to her head covering, she's not going to take off her head covering, walk around with her hair uncovered, and therefore, she's not going to take off this thing. It's attached to her head covering, which is attached to her head, and there's no xera, she's going to come to carry it. Dalaram is just a rabbi. So it's interesting, because the two things that Shulchan Aruch spoke about, he gave us two reasons. The first one is it's a chatzitza in the mikveh, she'll take it off. And the other one is she's going to show her friends. We danced around this concept back in Shin Aleph. We didn't really get to the bottom of it. That's why we have Shin Gimel. Oh, so this is addressed. Look at the Mishmar Sifkot Ches. He addresses this. The fishi madekes, it's tied around her neck to make her look heavy. That's why there's a problem of chatzitza. Va'ap dilakame, we'll see in Siv Zayim Asher the Tamiz, Mishum David Dabar Choshuv, because it's something choshuv v'chashinan, things that are choshuv, we're afraid Dama Shalfa, Umachvi, she's going to take it off and show her friends. So, why do we need, so, I'm asking, we have two parts of the Shulchan Aruch, two different things with two different reasons, which is not a kasha, just, know what we're talking about. But he's pointing out that this katla that we're talking about over here is a chatzitza. Over there in Sif Zayin, it gives a different reason. Sif Zayin says, look at Sif Zayin. Lo say say be katla, dainu bege sheish lo shnotzim kein mechnesayim. It has some sort of, I don't know, things hanging down like pants used to. Umachnis about ritzua rechava, and they put a thick rope, vakosha, and tie it around her neck. Vabeged toli aliva vuchosha v'mitzuya bezahav. Why is he explaining the katla in two different ways? No, he didn't explain the katla here. Just so that she does it tight to look heavy. Here he's explaining what the katla is. I thought the katla was a piece of metal. But he's saying, no, it's like a thicker rope. It's a thicker rope. Oh, schnutzen might be loops. And like you loop inside your pants a belt. So you put through the loops this rope, and the rope goes around her neck. And then from there hangs down a beged over her. From there, from her neck down, there's some sort of beged hanging on that rope. And it is something chashev, and it is mitsuyar bezahav. It's colored gold. I don't know if that means there's real gold on there. I guess there is. I don't know. Right, so here the reason is she's going to take it off and show her friends. That's what the Mishabura says in Sifkat and Yid Ches. And he says, I am Sifkat and Ches. Because here we spoke about the reason being it's tight and it's a chatzitza, and she's going to come to take it off and carry it to Aramis. So why do we have two different reasons for the same thing? So it depends if it has a dual function. Some of them are tight to make her look heavy, but it's also ornamental. Yeah. So if it's tight, so it says like, let's read Mishmar Sifkat and Ches. Haynu Chimachi Yesh Bezem Shu Chatzitza. V'avtel Kamei B'Sif Zayim Mashu Tamei Yesu Mishu David Avar Choshev. It's only very Choshev V'Chayishin. We're afraid you're going to take it with your friends. Over there in Siv Zayin Mayri B'Refuya. It's loose. Saviv Tzavar. Around her neck it's loose. It's because of it's jewelry. We're afraid she's going to take it off and show her friends. Mm-hmm. But over here where it's tight, she's not going to take it off to show her friends, because then she won't look heavy. She wants to look heavy. That's the whole point. I imagine there's different ways of doing it also. It can be something very pretty, and it qualifies as jewelry, or it could be something just functional to make the function of looking, making her look bigger, and that would be enough to answer it. Okay, but we said if it's tied to her, if it's sewn to her head covering, she's not going to take off her head covering and carry that on to the rabbit, so we don't have to worry about the things that are sewn to haga. Sif beis in the Rama haga. What if she's single and she ties it to her head covering? Single girls will add on cover her hair. So then, I feel tura b'svacha. Also, even if it's sewn to her head covering, it's going to be aser. The chayshin shemet tesireha im hasvacha b'asusia. She'll take it off with the head covering because she's not halachically obligated to wear a head covering, and then she'll show it to her friends. Shin gimel gimel lo seite b'kipa shel tzemer, some sort of woolen kippa. The hainu chute de amra, threads of tzemer, amra tzemer. Digdilin vavidi kihutza, that they kind of weave together. Perish kikel hatsurim ale lulave, it's like a wicker basket. May ale lulave ad dekalin, pieces of lulav shein ba'ariga, that they weave together. Ma shein kain itzdama, which we'll learn about soon. Hatsurim kiv lever kedisa b'gamar shem, it's sort of it's a more of a beged. So don't go out with this kipashot semer, which is woven together. Urchavim, it's wide. Kishtei, it's bows, two fingers wide. Kishir, tzitz, like the tzitz. Mishibur says, if got your base, because this is a tachshit, we're afraid she's going to take it off and show friends. Velo be'itzdama, then a matlis, some sort of baggage, to tell him, bochutin, shel tzivonin, different colored threads. V'tolin osa l'kala, oh, this is cute. They hang this on, I think this is on the head of the kala. Lafriach mimena hazvuvim, to keep away the flies from her. The flies shouldn't attack the kala. Mishra sivkot in your gimel matlis. V'ze'in lo tachshit lo malbush. It's not a beged, and it's also not a tachshit. V'havei kimasa, it's like a burden. Shetolonos orak lafriach, it's just something to chase away, keep the flies away. Why does she need to keep the flies away? Why can't she do what we all do? We just, you know, shoo away the fly. She's embarrassed. If the fly attacks her, she's like embarrassed to chase away the flies. And therefore she has this thing that's hanging from her.
And she just turns her head and the skin is like that?
Oh, maybe that's it. You're saying these things, okay, I don't know. Okay, so here's an interesting shot at Sienna, about an oyster. I ain't bashed because I do masa. The bach says straight out, this is a masa. The Mishmur didn't say this is a masa. What did the Mishmur say? Kemasa, it's like a masa, but not that it's mamish a masa. When we come up nearly, says the Shara Hatzion at the bottom, Ois Yodelav Masa Gomer. It's not a full-fledged masa. Dochad Dinu im Kipashal Tzemer, the Motul Chatzer. It's like the Kipashal Tzemer, which she's not allowed to go into the Shusar Rabim, but she is allowed to go into the Chatzer. Who could Isa be Gomer in Zion? Come Masif Yichas Isa the Motul Bekavu. She Kipashal Tzemer Af Bechatzer Sheinim Rabbis. Maybe she can go out even in the chatzer without an eruv. She can't go into Shusar Rabim. She can go to a maybe she can't go into a karmas, but she can go to a chatzer. She ain't a murabbis. V'adim be'itzdama with this thing that we're talking about. You could easily be a gra. Now, if it's a masa mamish, it's like wearing a book on your head, then you can't wear it into a chatzer shin rabbis either. Val karchet, what do you see? The lab masa gamaru. Ubrif Gamke Lokasa Ben Shumasu, he doesn't write explicit to Masa, Rakshi in a Takshit. Okay. Dalit. Lo Seite Beir Shel Zahav. What's an ear shell Zahav? I think the Gemara says Rabbi Kiva got one for his wife. Pirish Rashi Shu Takshit Ago Matsarin Bakumin ear. It's a round Takshit and they sounds like they color on it or draw on it a type of city. And there's some sort of thing sticking out of it. You attach it to your clothing. It's like a necklace, some sort of either a necklace, a pin, something like that. It goes on the clothing. No, it's something that goes here in the picture book of the Mishnah. I used to have it as like a Reina Tam. It's something she wears on her head. Shuras Yerushalayim. Okay. Sif hey. Klila. Vutakshi shemenichasu al padachta mi ozen la ozen. Quite a lot of this stuff. Oh, here's the Sanbutin, here's the Totefes. Mishnah, hey. Okay, Klila. Vutashi menechazo al padachta, me ozen lo ozen on her forehead from ear to ear, vekosharto, and she ties it up with tzuas al tzuyos with these hanging strings. Muteres lotzizbo, she's allowed to go out. Beishi asuya michatichot shel zahav, charuzo b'chut. Whether it is made out of gold that's held together by thread, or that the gold is somehow attached to some sort of beged, and the beged is attached to the woman. Why is she allowed to go out with this? Mishwasif Katan Hey Hatam. The man darka mepik bazaar. What kind of woman wears such a thing? Isha chashuva, a chashuva woman. Vilo shafa machve, a chashuva woman doesn't take off her jewelry to show it off to her friends. That's not chashuv. That's Ivanka doesn't take off her jewelry to show her friends. Oh, so can Ivanka wear her earrings and her necklace and her bracelets and her anklets and everything else? Because suppose, you know, the Bishar Tachshitim Shekol Anoshim Regilos Ben, jewelry that's worn by all women, Av Chashuva Asura Lotzi Ban Delo Plug Rabbanu B'Takan Naso. So only something that's miyuchad for the most chashuv of women, that the Gzera didn't apply to. But the Gzera is on, if the Gzera is on earrings, the Gzera is on earrings. It doesn't, we don't say this woman yes, this woman no. The issue asks the question, why is it different than learning by a candle? Shema Yatze. The whole discussion, Adam Chashev will not tilt the candle, for him it's mutter. Even though the Gemara is all a story, where someone either did tilt or almost tilted. Okay, right.
Wait, so what? I don't understand the question.
Here it says we're not mechalik. We make a chilik between types of jewelry. This is jewelry only for Isha Chashuva. There's no gzera, but all of her other jewelry, which is relevant, her jewelry is worth $100,000, and our wife's jewelry might be worth $100 or 100 shekel. So the same necklace, same bracelet, same earring. So the gzera is on all those things. But if there's some miyucha thing that only Ivanka wears and no one else wears, so on that there's no gzera. She can go out and shop. Vav. Risukya, dainu chaticha, mi'il rechava, a thick piece of mi'il, of a beged, im yesh bo ritzuos kitzara, suyas bo lakashon behem. They have these strings to tie it up. Well, hadkan si lesedim hadik, shari. Something to tie, if it ties to her, it's mutter. Mi'il ritzuos, it's going to be usr. Why? Because if you can't, so apparently this is not a tachshit. But we're afraid it's going to fall off. So if it's tied on, we're not afraid it's going to fall off. If it's not tied on, we are afraid it's going to fall off. Siv Zion, we already did, because that was the katla. They had sivbeis, and we will stop here.